Other, you don't have to make another bracha. Because time you add milk to coffee, even if you misupik, even. Talking about a guy, b'chlal not. There's no milk. And then somebody gets you milk. You add milk to the coffee. That was the shaila that was asked to me. The same thing with sugar. Rav Zalman Nechemia Zatzal asked me a similar shaila years ago. He was clearing. If a guy made a bracha on coffee, he thought he was fleishiks. So he didn't put in milk. You know, he had to, was kenechton, I have to have a black coffee. And then his wife tells him, we finished lunch 6 hours ago. He goes, gvaldik, I had the milk. There for sure he had no das to add the milk. He thought he was fleishiks. When he made the shakal on the coffee, he held he was fleishiks. So he definitely didn't have in mind the milk. So the question is, does the addition of the milk require a new brach? That was the shaila that I was asked. L'maisa, I told this choshev yid that not. He actually sent me a message yesterday that it happened to him again yesterday, and he thanked me. That they attacked, somebody brought him milk. He added it, he was able to drink it. He was machma till now not to add milk in such a case. If he made a shahakal, he thought there's no milk. So, but l'maisa, the question is, halacha l'maisa, what are we relying on for this shaila? So, the first one that I've seen that really analyzed the shaila, not by sugar, by grape juice. If you add grape juice to a cup, was Rosh Shlomo Zalman, which we discussed. It's found in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. And he had a shaila that we don't say bittel barov. Because since there's a din gezel, if you eat without a broch, it's like you're stealing. So momen is not bot. It's a concept. Momen is not bot. So that's one side of the chakira. So you can't use the regular halacha as a bottle beroiv because lemaisa, it's stealing. And that milk that I didn't have in mind to drink without a broch is stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now the milk is avgzelia. That would be the logic. Now that logic itself is a little weak. Why is it a little weak? Because there's all different kinds of gzela. We find gzela l'mashal by hekdesh. Me'ila by hekdesh is also called stealing. And actually, Gemara Brachos over there in the beginning of the sixth parak, when it talks about stealing, it also brings down the concept of me'ila. It's like your moyel. Right? Because when you're stealing from Shemayim, it's not a regular gzela. It's not like regular gzela. It's a different type of gzela. So l'maisa, if you look in Meseches Me'ila, so Tosfos Taka says that in Hilchos Me'ila there isn't in Bittel. Meaning that type of stealing, which is really grounded in Issa, we treat it like Issa. Once it's bottled, it's not stealing. It's not like I'm going and taking a dollar from somebody else that became bottled. Right? Or your dollar bill got mixed up in my dollar bill, so obviously it doesn't get bottled. Can't take it. Right? That's poshet, right? Your item gets mixed into my item. I can't take it and say, well, it's bottle barov, bottle be'elef. It's not bottle. But when it comes to Issa, stealing which has connection to Issa, there is a concept of bittel. And Tosfos says over here on Chof Aleph, the end of Me'ila, he says the only reason why the pruta of Hekdesh is not bottle is because it's a dover choshev. Matbeya choshev aloi bottle. In other words, if a matbeh, theoretically, if a coin of hektish fell into a bunch of other coins, it would be bottle. Taisu says, Toilum could look it up, it's on the chafala from matbehs, that it's not bottle or matbeh because it's choshev. Mashma from Taisu. That if it would be bottle, there wouldn't be a problem of eye stealing. Teretz is that kind of stealing when from Shemayim, which is not gzela ordinary, it's like iser. And therefore, if in Ilchus iser, it's bottle. It's not called stealing. It's not called stealing. As we discussed many times, whenever you potter from a brocha, you're not stealing. An oinon. An oinon is a lot to eat without a brocha. What do you mean? Oinon's not allowed to steal? Right? Guy's an oinon, he's not allowed to steal. He's potter from a mitzvah. So how's he allowed to eat without a brocha? Teretz is, when it comes to this type of gzeila, it's governed like Isser. And once I'm potter from a bracha, it's not also for me to eat. Now I'm not, memela, I'm not stealing. So that's why the taina that you're stealing is a little weak. It's a little weak. Because if we're going to say that the sugar or milk or whatever it is that goes into the coffee is bottle, then l'chaira, it won't be a problem of stealing. But there are two other l'chaira qualified reasons why you should need a bracha when you add sugar. Clearly, in the halacha tofel v'yikra, the rule is that you only potter the tofel if you knew about it. Right? If somebody made a bracha, they had no das that they're going to have this tofel. The tofel is only potter because the bracha of the ikr potters the tofel. It's not because the tofel doesn't need a bracha. Tofel needs a bracha. The sugar needs a bracha. The milk needs a bracha. Whenever you eat a tofel of the ikr, the tofel needs a bracha. It's just that the bracha on the ikr potters the tofel. That's why if you didn't have das on it, even in a meal, the mechaber paskins, if I make amoitzi, now the whole meal is a tofel. Everything I eat with the meal, with the bread, is tofel. What happens? Somebody brings me food from somewhere else. Not from my house. I'm in the middle of a meal, somebody comes over with a food item. So the mechaber paskins, you have to make a broch. I'm not talking about dessert. That you have to make a broch anyway. Guy comes over with a piece of steak. My shvogah David Liner, comes over, it's from the earliest Talmidim of Aruven. He makes the smoked meat, he likes to give people smoke. He has more no other people eating than him eating. That's the way, it's from the few people I know like that. And he enjoys, likes to watch. He comes Friday night, he comes with smoked meats, he comes to the house. It's like the Korban Pesach. I envision what Pesach night is going to look like, but it's a kump mit flesh, the ganze meisen. And he has to sit there and watch everybody have hanoah. That's his hanoah. How do you like it? How do you like it? Well, Maisa, now already we know he's David's here, he's coming with flesh, it's tam das. But I'm talking about the first time he came. So according to the Mechaber, the Radinskis would have to make a brocha on that flesh. Well, Maisa, they didn't. And I'm nigrari after the Ramon. The Ramon says the minig is not to make a brocha, even if they bring you food from outside. But the reason is because, the Ramah says, because people, when they wash, they have in mind everything. But I'm saying, if not for that svara, you'd have to make a bracha, even on the middle of a meal. So the bracha of the ikar is only becoming... No, it's not pshat I have it in mind. The pshat is, I have in mind whatever they're going to bring me. Meaning, I have limitless intention. I don't have specific intention, but I have limitless intention. I don't have to know what's in my house either. I just have in mind whatever's here. What's here? I have no idea. Let's say my wife brought me something. It's my birthday. She brought me something. I never would have thought that's in the house. Doesn't matter. I had das, whatever's in the house. So during a meal, the Ramah saying that that's for it. I have in mind the ganze welt. Whatever food is. What? Exactly. And that's how the minig olam is. Minig olam is during a meal, people don't make a brocha on any food. Even if the food came, a neighbor brought over food. If it's part of the meal, people don't make a brocha. They semech on this Ramah. But that's only by a meal. Here in the cases we have on the table here, you could specifically had in mind, you're not going to have. The guy is fleishik zicha. He was sitting there going, as nebuch, I can't have milk. This guy by the bris, he was looking for milk. There's no milk. Was kenechton made a bar? He made a dynamis that he has no milk in his coffee. Now he got milk. So l'chayra, you should need a bracha, because that's the way tovel v'ikra works. I'll tell you, Moshe has a fascinating shaila. I spoke about this in the summer when we were learning brachas, this past summer in camp. I spoke about the shaila. But Moshe has a shaila in his tshuvas. There's sometimes you could even have bread as a tovel. Those from the summer probably remember. You could have bread as a tofel. If you're having very, very sharp fish, moliach, it's a mishnah, and the only way to eat the fish is with bread. So you're eating the bread just to swallow the fish, right? So then the bread is a tofel. You make shahakal on the herring, and it patters the bread. So Rav Moshe has a shaila, what happens? So let's say you had... a kazayis of herring and a half a kazayis of bread, so you make a bar nefesh for shteitzel. Because mevarach aleiku poiter es hatofel works for bracha rishayna, works for bracha achrayna. What happens? This is Rav Moshe Shaila. You had a half a kazayis of herring. You had a kazayis of bread. So you're not making. So you're not making bracha now. You're not making a bar nefeshes. What do you do? You're not making a bar nefeshes. What do you do? That's the Moshe's Hashem. Do you bench then? Because now I had a kazayis of bread. I didn't have a kazayis of herring. So I can't make a bar nefeshes. What do I do? That was Hashem. So Moshe responds that avadi make a bar nefeshes, and that's good enough. And he says, because every time you have herring, if you have a kazayis of herring and a kazayis of bread, you zicha make a bar nefashas. What do you mean? What does the bar nefashas do? How does that pat to the bread? It's nothing. Bar nefashas has no shaykhs to b'chsamozen. It can't pat. Elamai. The bread becomes keilu ahemshech to the achil of the herring. It's herring. It's as though you ate herring. See, if you had, doesn't... See, even if you had a half a kazayis of herring and you had a kazayis of bread, it's like you had a kazayis and a half of herring. That's. But the point is, you need a bracha on the tuffel. The tuffel is not isolated from a bracha. It needs a bracha. That's what Moshe, the Chazanish, they all hold that we don't, it's a hakir, it's a famous shayla, does the tuffel not need a bracha? But the haskama sachroinim is that you need a bracha on the tuffel. So the question is, in our case, even if there's a din bittel, moment, we have a different problem here. The problem is this tam kicker. So l'chayra, tam kicker stops it from being bottle. That's one taina. In other words, forget Rav Shlomo Zalman's chakira, maybe something that's money, al gezel, that we said, okay, al fat it could be bottle. But a different reason, tam kicker. If this sugar or milk would have been treif, if it would have been chalavakum, this milk would have been chalavakum, and somebody would have put the milk into the coffee. So it wouldn't have been bottled. Right? It wouldn't have been bottled. You can't drink the coffee. So, because Tom Kaker, right? You need shishim to be mevatel the milk. By milk and coffee, it could be even worse, because some hold that if it's nicker bimara, it's not bottled, but zicha, if it's nois and tam, sugar, it's also, if it was sugar of Isser, the sugar would have been Isser. You would have had sugar of Orla. Would have been a problem. Right? Wouldn't have been bug. So l'chaira, a different reason. Shlomo Zalman is clearing Altsgezel, we said, fine, we have a way out. But why don't we say tam kikim? So that's another reason. And that seems to be a valid concern. And the third reason I'll tell you, because the first reason we dismissed, so we'll call it the second reason. The second reason is maybe, osur lehanois mina oilam b'li bracha. You can't say bittel on the din of hana. L'maisa, I'm having hana from the sugar. You tell me, well, the sugar is bottle. There's no bittel on hana. I'm having hana. Osur lehanois mina oilam b'li bracha. I'm having hana now from the sugar. And the sugar is not bottle. Right? Even if it would be bottle, I'm having anor from it. Because it anor is bottle, I'm a messias, I'm having anor. So these are reasons why l'chari you should have to make a bracha. But I'll tell you a pasha to svara, and I have a riot that Rav Shlomo Zalman himself holds this way, and Rav Moshe holds this way, and Rav Nissen Karelitz. So if you have a mezumen of gedalim, Rabboisai mevelon nisht pension. Rabboisai mevelon nisht machin kibroch. Right? Rav Moshe, mamish agav urcha in a tshuva, in Yeridea, chelik dalad, simen mem ches, he throws out mamish this shayla. He's talking about something else. He's talking about potato chips. He's talking about other inyonim. But in this tshuva, in simen mem ches, he says like this. Talks about mamish this case, if they add sugar, if you need a broch on that. And he says like this. Berech al adag ve'evi'u lo tavlin. Yeah. if they made you made a bracha on fish and they brought you spices. So he says like this: Kisheberech al adag, ain't tzorach levorach al atavlin. Kivon shehu tofel. So Moshe, good, but that's good if the spices were on the table. What happens? I made a bracha. I had no idea the spices were here. And so when I made a bracha, I had no das on paprika. I didn't think there's paprika here. I had no das. Now they brought me paprika. Zokr Moshe, kivon shehu tofel. Af sheloi hoya b'shas bracha. Ve'af shehu dovo shemivachan olav b'fnei atzmai. Even if you would have had the paprika, you need a bracha if you would have liked the taste. Kimoi kitzukel. Ein mevorchan olav. He doesn't explain. Rav Moshe doesn't have to explain. Halacha kimoi say. He says, you don't make a bracha. He says, even though it wasn't b'shas bracha, and even though you didn't have das on it, and even if you would eat it on its own, you would need a bracha? No bracha. As a commission. Shlomo Zalman, if you look in Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa, in Nun Dalet, he brings down actually a svara. This is better than a tuffle. This is better than tuffle. Tuffle means I have two foods. I'm having a salad. I'm having a vegetable salad, and there's mango in the vegetable salad. Okay? There's mango. So then, Metzius says there's mango here. The mango is exists as a separate entity. But I make a bracha on the vegetables. And it patters the meat of mango. Not because b'di'evad you can make adom on mango, but because it patters it. L'chatchila. So he says, Zokter Moshe, Zokter Rav Shlomo Zalman, Vida, ki l'chor yesh l'havdil, bein dova shu tofel l'ikerdeim, v'orach olav dafkim hoya b'shaz brocha, oi shoya daite olav, ki mevur b'simin kufayin dalet, oi shestam das odom olav, like we said in the Ramah, that when you make a meal, you have das on everything. Oi shedarkei b'kach. He says, but, Dovo shehu botel legamre leikur einoi mivorach olav bekolinyin. Something which is bottled completely to a product, you don't make a bracha to it. Kimoi, he's not doing my yeridei adikabitl. That means it has no flavor. Kimoi hasukel shemachnisim lete. Mamish mefurish. Sugar that you put into tea, afilu meviloi mi bechutz. Even if they brought you that sugar from the outside, achrei shebirech, einoi choyze umavorech. V'shamati mehagrashaz orbach, de mistaber, shemeviu lo isukim mibachutz, achra shebirech alatei, v'umachniso yotech pibu shas hashtia, if you put it into your mouth separately, tzorech levorech alav. Right? Or you take a spread, you put on top of a cracker or something. And that wasn't here. They brought you from outside. They bring you a spread, hummus. There's Akav Shlomo Zalman. You'd have to break it. Avali says, B'shtias tei, shetomen regil mushtosim tzukim uriv, hu botel latei, v'afilu evir loy mibachutz, ein tzorich levoch. Azay Paskin. So now we have Rav Moshe without a svara. Mistamra Moshe Sfor is the Sfor of Shlomo Zalman. And now if you look at Nissen Karelitz, this is found in Chut HaShoni in Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Shin, Oith Dafshin, he says over here like this, HaMoisiv Sukeh B'Tavshil, V'loyeh B'dayti Olav B'Shaz Broche. He says, Nira Shein Tzorech Levorech, Dehem Mis'alvim B'Toich HaTeh L'Gamri V'Einim Nikorim B'Fnei Atzmam. So you have a mezumin. What's the answer to our question? I think the answer to our question is very simple. It's true, it's also lehonos min ha'olam b'li bracha. That is true. But it's not an isra hanah on the product that you could say a din tam ki ikar. There's an isra on the sugar. No isra on the sugar. There's a din that prior to your ma'is achila, you have to make a brocha. It's not an isra on the specific ingredient. It's on the achila. And therefore, in order for me to have a new chiyuv brocha, it has to be another ma'is achila. As much that this milk now became part of the coffee, so now I made a brocha on the coffee. That's the issue. I'm not allowed to have a coffee. This coffee I'm drinking, I'm not allowed without a brocha. I made a brocha on the coffee. Now I added more things to the coffee. So what? I already made a brocha on the coffee. The coffee's essence didn't change. It's still that coffee. So it's coffee with milk in it. If it would be a din in the ingredients, every ingredient, we get confused because the lashon is also lehanos min ha'olam bli bracha. We look like an isra hanah. It's not hanah. You're not allowed to eat an achila which you have hanah from without a brocha. But once I have a brocha on the object, I'm allowed to have hanah now. I added more ingredients now that became part of the product. Doesn't matter. And that's exactly why when you have mango in the salad, so I'm eating a cucumber and I'm eating a piece of mango. Then I have to come on to Mevorach Aloyike Upoiter Asatofel. I'm coming on to, I'm saying, okay, the broch on the cucumber is also going on the mango. Because the mango is an achila. It's a separate achila. It's identified as a separate achila. Mashenkin, anything you're going to add to this coffee which you made a broch on doesn't require a broch. It's not a new achila. It's another ingredient in the coffee. And that's the bir adover. And whenever you eat something which is one food, it's not divisible, it's one food, it's not pshat that my bracha is going on all the ingredients. My bracha is going on the achila of eating this item. I'm not making a new ma'is achila on this item or that item. I'm making achila on this one item. And that's what Rav Moshe is saying, without being masbir. That's what Shlomo Zalman is saying with being masbir. And that's what Nissa Karelis is saying. And that's why anything which you put into a food which gets completely integrated in that food to the degree that it's indivisible, you can't separate it, it's part of that food, is memela potter in the bracha that you made on the food. Mashenkein, if you put something on which is a tuffel, then you would need a new bracha. You understand? Then your taka would need a bracha. You go and you add croutons now. You add vegetable croutons to your salad. So the halacha will be then you would need a bracha. You understand? Same thing mayonnaise. Mayonnaise would be the same. You need a new bracha. It's divisible. So if it becomes, it's the same thing. If it's mixed up that it's indivisible, no bracha. It's part of the food itself. That's the lashon that all these gedolim are saying, bottle. They don't mean the bottle of Yeridaya. In Yeridaya, it's not bottle. Because it's nice and tam. But in Yeridaya, I have an isra on the mayonnaise. I have isra on the sugar. I have isra on the orla. So there, I need it to become bottle from the world. Here, I don't need to become bottle from the world. I just need it to become part of the food that I'm eating. The salad dressing? If the salad dressing is divisible, you could scrape it off. You understand? If it's surface, that I think that's the easiest way to understand this. If it's on the surface of the food, right? You have a truffle that you have on the surface of the food, then it needs its own bracha. If it wasn't in your das, again, when you're at home, your das is on everything, fine. But I'm saying it wasn't in your das, then you need a new bracha for that. If it's something which is not on the surface of the food, it becomes absorbed in the food itself. So now it's part of the same achila. It's not a new achila. It's part of the same achila. And since it's part of the same achila, it does not require its own bracha. The taka doesn't require its own bracha. I made a bracha on the cake. Okay, but the cake expanded. Okay, but I made a bracha on the cake. So that's the halacha l'maisa. Like I said, that's the haskomas hagedolim, and it's milsa b'taima. So anytime you would add sugar or milk to a coffee, now if you took a sugar cube, that's what Shlomo Zalman is saying. Like in the old days, they used to do that a lot, and put the cube in your mouth and drink the tea with it, even though the cube is also a tuffel. But there, if you didn't have the cube when you made the bracha, and you were unaware that you're going to have that cube, then you would need a separate bracha on the cube.